and the story has been exonerated. It's only when it became apparent that the story was going to be exonerated that the palace narrowed its claim to the headline. And the headline is only misleading if you exclude the words bombshell claim over Europe vote, which are in capital letters on the front page. I emphasise the word claim, bombshell claim over Europe vote. So they've reached that ruling by disregarding those words. The second thing that Steve Hewlett said, which is also incorrect, is that Nick Clegg denied the story. In point of fact, Nick Clegg had a number of opportunities to deny the story before it went to print, and he didn't do so.
Okay, but let us focus on the headline.
Let me just finish. Right. Let me finish, if you would. He only denied the story after it created a furore and after having some consultation with the palace. So having corrected that, I'll answer whatever questions you have.
Okay, well, it is the headline that has been found to be a breach of the editor's code of practice. So you accept, then, that you personally made a journalistic error in approving that headline?
I don't accept that we made an error at all. We made a judgment that the headline was right and that it was backed up by the story. We knew more that we put in the public domain. The sources were so impeccable that we had no choice but to run the story in the way that we did.
Queen backs Brexit was not... You've accepted the judgment of Ipso, which has found that that headline was not supported by the text. It was inaccurate.
Of course, yeah, we're members of Ipso, and we respect the Ipso code, and that's why we published their judgment in full. You're asking me if I accept we made a mistake. In all conscience, I don't. And I don't think, were I doing this again tomorrow, I would act in any way differently whatsoever. Given what I know about the detail of the sourcing, and given what I know about the detail of the conversation, frankly, we would be better packing up and going home as journalists if we didn't actually put these things in the public domain.
Why did you not, if you believe so strongly that was the case, why, you know, even anonymously, none of the people who you referred to in your article said that the Queen backed Brexit?
Oh, I can assure you, we were left in no doubt that the Queen backed leaving the European Union.
But why didn't you put that in the body of the piece?
Self-evidently, we were unable to compromise the people that told us that. We were in no doubt that the Queen's views were strongly of the opinion she would want to leave the European Union.
This is not the first time recently that you've been found, for example, to have significantly misled your readers. Ipso, for example, looked at the story that you published in November last year, which was headlined 1 in 5 Brit Muslim Sympathy for Jihadis, and it found that was you had failed to take appropriate care in its presentation of the results of the poll to which that story referred. Your coverage was significantly misleading, again a breach of clause 1, which is accuracy. That's a serious charge, isn't it? Significantly misleading your readers. It is to them that you have a duty of responsibility.
We've got a duty of responsibility to our readers, and that's why we put these stories in the public domain. But that's self-regulation. We're part of the Ipso code. We've signed up to self-regulation, so we have to abide by their judgments. I would simply say that in terms of adverse Ipso judgments, we are some way below a number of other national newspaper groups. I think I've got 7 or 8 complaints against them. We've only got 2 or 3. So I think it shows that self-regulation works, and we're happy to be part of the code.
No, but it's not just about what Ipso has said. For example, there's a serious case in which the former editor of the newspaper, David Dinsmore, was convicted of breaching the Sexual Offences Act in March because a pixelated photograph of the footballer Adam Johnson's teenage victim was printed. And even though it was pixelated, the judge found that she could still have been identified by people familiar with her Facebook profile.
Well,
that was a child.
You'll appreciate that was before I joined the paper. But I think most media commentators accepted that The Sun took extraordinary steps to ensure that the young woman in question was not identified, and the court, for its own reasons, found that those steps, extraordinary steps, were not sufficient.
Tony Gallagher, thank you very much.
20 to 8 to look at the papers. The Mail claims that the SNP...